And now this is a dictation for James Lamy, L-A-M-E-E, February 1778, addressed as a letter to Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-V-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, a follow-up for Mr. Lamy, who has chronic kidney disease, obstructed uropathy with bilateral nephrostomy tube. Last visit in September, he was admitted to the hospital, University of Michigan. With complications of his Crohn's, bowel obstruction, bowel resection at least 35 centimeters, no other complications, that's causing worsening diarrhea, difficult to keep pace with oral intake. He denies any abdominal peritonitis or bowel rupture. He denies any deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no gastrointestinal bleeding or blood transfusion, no associated pneumonia, urinary tract infection, heart attack, or a stroke. Remains with bilateral nephrostomy tube, being exchanged every 6-8 weeks, University of Michigan. No recent infection or gross hematuria. No significant back discomfort. Still smoking, has cut down to 4-5 cigarettes per day. Denies purulent material hemoptysis, dyspnea. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, present medications only Imodium. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 152. Blood pressure 138.56. Alert orientis 9-3, good historia, normal speech, no respiratory distress, some distant breath sounds, isolated ronchi, no consolidation pleural effusion, no pericardial rap arrhythmia, bilateral nephrostomy tube, no gross edema, some degree of muscle wasting, no focal. Next paragraph, chemistry is November, creatinine 3.5. Representing a GFR of 21, normal electrolyte, mild metabolic acidosis, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 12.5. This blood test needs to be updated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Obstructed uropathy, bilateral hydronephrosis, bilateral nephrostomy tube, follow through University of Michigan Urology. No recent gross hematuria infection. The tubes are exchanged every 6 to 8 weeks. Next number, CKD, stage 4. He understands that facing potential dialysis, we are monitoring progression. There is no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Likely we'll need hemodialysis at home or in the unit. With his history of Crohn's disease, procedures, peritoneal dialysis will not be a possibility. Next number, Crohn's disease with multiple abdominal procedures, including recent obstruction and bowel, small bowel resection. Next number, complications of Crohn's disease, including cancer. Next number, patient has an ileostomy. Next number is smoker, early findings of COPD, previously reported emphysema. Next number, left ventricular non-compaction. Next paragraph, comments for the adenocarcinoma, rectum. He follows with Dr. Sahai. Surgery was done in the past, and chemotherapy with oxaliplatin, O-X-A-L-I-P-L-A-T-I-N, and radiation. Continue chemistry on a regular basis. Plan to see him back on the next 3-4 months or early as needed.